What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some man you just can't reach.
Live from at least 6 feet away, it's the Spike on the Mic Show. Now here is your host, Spike.
Hey, I said Spike check one, Spike check two, Spike check three. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another award-deserving episode of the Spike on the Mic Show.
Yay!
I am the guy known as the Spike on the Mic, and we are coming at you live from the U, the R, and the C. That's undisclosed remote locations. Tell me that ain't right. U, the R, and the C. That's undisclosed remote central. Oh, there we go. We are here coming at you in your eardrums through the internets and on the radio. Tonight is 7 p.m. That's what we do. And so, as always, we'll have to introduce the fabulous Resistant Fighting Crew. The guy who's putting the sound through your eardrums. Eardrums on the left and the right. We like to call him the one, the only, PWS. PWS, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like the Bucks to the championship of the world.
Too soon. And in case you guys are really wondering why we're here, let me tell you why we're here. We're here, ladies and gentlemen, for one reason, and one reason only. It is because the one, the only, Voice of Reason. Voice of Reason, how you sticking? Somebody gonna tell him?
No.
You will let him see.
Nobody's gonna tell him, yeah.
Voice.
Oh, man, I had so much enthusiasm. And then I just lost it all.
Oh. Yeah. Look down. That's where you dropped it, right?
Yeah. You dropped it right there on the mic mute button.
Who's looking forward to a really great show.
Yeah, there we go. That's the man I like to hear.
Yeah.
And the next man we're going to hear, I'm not saying I like to hear it, but we will hear him. He is the man that knows too much and holds a lot. Oh, also, we'll ask him about this when he comes on. He is the one, Smiles. Bill Smiles, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like enthusiasm to the Voice of Reason.
Hey, on a personal note, how's your hips?
My hips are fine. The knee surgery is recovering.
The knee is recovering, so everything went okay?
I'm stretching as we speak.
No amputation needed, huh?
Not yet.
Any chance we can get to see that scar?
There's three X's here. You want to see them here? Hang on.
All right.
Okay.
Well, okay, we're waiting.
While he gets ready to show us his...
No, wait, come on.
No, it just goes great.
The radio audience is waiting to see his scars.
While we're waiting to see his scars, we can go ahead and talk to...
Oh, gosh.
The man...
It's hardly nothing.
Wow.
X's.
Oh, man, that's orthoscopic stuff.
That's nice.
Okay, interesting. I don't. Oh, that's not a scar.
You're not supposed.
Yeah, really. Hit the off button. And next in line is the man who smells pretty particular to me. He is the gas man. Gas man, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like success to the GOAT, Tom Brady, because the Bucks are back in the NFC Championship, baby.
Yes.
Go Bucks!
Yes.
Once again, please.
No. We're not going to let you bring us down.
Spike. It was too soon to say they're world champions, yes, but they're not. It's not too soon to say that they are in the NFC Championship game because that's indeed where they are.
Oh, okay.
No, they're the world's champion. It's
yeah, the NFC Championship game. That's what I'm saying.
All right, so let's just get some of this testosterone and some of these XY chromosomes out of here. Ooh, I don't know if I'm right or wrong. So let's go ahead and offer some sweet. What is it? Let me see some high. Voice
Corona.
I can't think of the word. Yeah, hi, Corona's on the voice. How you doing, the lovely, talented Miss Tiffany? How you sticking?
I'm sticking like this amazing weather since for a full month now.
Oh, man, it was nice today.
Explain what you mean. It's hot or cold to you? What does that mean?
Well, it's cooler. It's not cold enough, but I'll take it.
It was nice and warm today. I went out in the driveway and rubbed myself.
Wow.
Yeah. All right. What? And the rest of the W's and the X and the Y's, we like to. This is our crack pack research analyst. This is my lovely, talented abilities. Miss Billy, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like a daughter that continually has to hear her father say things she really doesn't want to hear.
What? Did I rub myself in the driveway?
Yeah.
You know, there's nothing wrong with that.
I don't know if that's.
Okay.
Is that legal in Florida?
It is, totally, to rub yourself in the driveway.
It depends. I don't want to think about it.
Think if you're outside the city limits of this. Okay.
Outside, okay, in the, what's the name, the metropolitan areas.
Yeah.
If you guys as long as it's not a Sunday.
Yeah. So if you guys want to play and participate on this award-deserving episode of the Spike on the Mic show, you can always give us a call at 813-699-3900. That's 813-699-3900. Call and drive the show because we are a caller-driven show. So while we're driving, ladies and gentlemen, we also have to do something that only this show ever does, and it talks about three things.
The past, the present, and the future.
Right? I had to make sure I had pants on before I started.
Yeah, yeah. Did you have to look down?
PW, are you in jail?
Yes. I'm in Corona jail, like the rest of us.
Are you there? You must be isolated because you're by yourself, right?
Yeah, totally by myself.
Solitary confinement.
He's totally by himself with my mother.
No.
Oh, damn it.
Just kill the damn joke, there, Billy. Kill the joke.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Yep, that's my job.
God. All right, and so as I was saying that we are talking about those three things, we like to do is talk to our number one sponsors on the Spike on the Mic show.
Wow. The Spike on the Mic show is brought to you by the Game Day Metric Tour. The Game Day Metric Tour is a charity bicycling tour featuring two courses through scenic landscapes. And by Kansas City Online Radio, bringing you entertaining talk and cool blues 7 days a week at kconlineradio.com. And by RadioSt.Pete.com and its sister station, Sunshine 96.7 FM, bringing you the best in local music and entertainment.
Welcome to Hooters!
Politically incorrect since 1983.
The official home of race fans.
Hey, I was just thinking about something as this thing was going.
What were you thinking about?
Our intro usually takes about 10, 15 to 20, 20 minutes, depending on my mode, my mood, and my errors and all that. Wonder if I record the whole dang thing, the whole 5-6 minutes of it, and just go through it and then just leave breaks for when I say, hey, how you sticking? And then we just leave it there. And then you guys, now that won't work like that.
Yeah, you could try it if you like.
Some people stick longer than others. Okay. I was thinking about that as we were playing the house that we do.
Yeah, because I'm pressing a lot of buttons.
You successfully killed another 2 minutes thinking about that. That's great.
Hey, see, that's how it works. I know because I understand how Smots feel because he is dying, ladies and gentlemen, for us to get into the meat and the potatoes of the Spike on the Mic show.
Yeah.
Or the clock, whichever comes first.
He's dying to get it because he is dying to know, ladies and gentlemen, what the cow chip news of the week is. All right, cow chip news, ladies and gentlemen. Well, I kind of stopped saying ladies and gentlemen 5 times. The cow chip news is what when I educate the listening audience and the resistance fighters on something that they can use throughout the week where they can say, either did not know that, or that's very interesting, or now I am 1/10 of an ounce smarter. And so here's the cow chip news that you can use for the week. You guys ever heard of this guy named Frederick Barr? B-A-U-R, Barr. Anyway,
That would be like Bauer.
That Bauer.
Yeah.
Oh, Frederick Bauer. Okay. So you either heard of him or you heard me.
No, we just know how to read.
Oh, Okay.
I heard of Jack Bauer from 24.
Oh, yeah, that's it.
Yeah, well, it's not him, it's his cousin, I guess. Well, oh. He was responsible for the creation of the iconic Pringles can. Frederick said his oldest son, Frederick, said that his dad's last dying wish was to be buried in a Pringles can.
Damn. They're going to have to really grind him up because those cans are fairly small.
This was back in 1980 when he said that, and he thought his dad was joking about it, and his dad said he's dead serious.
Yeah, yeah.
So, of course, so in 2008, when old Fred pulled over and died.
Oh, they made him into Fred Chips?
He died. Now, this is the cow chip news.
Oh.
On the way to the funeral, which I'm still not know if this is true, they stopped and bought some Pringles, a Pringles can, so that he could be buried with it. Because they didn't want to put him in it.
Oh.
Which is kind of like side on the moves. But anyway, they stopped during the funeral. They stopped at the local department store and bought him some Pringles. Now, the interesting part about the cow chip news is, what flavor do you think they got for him?
The regular, original, plain old original Pringles.
Barbecue.
Anyone else?
I'm thinking ranch.
Do they have real ranch Pringles?
Of course they do.
Oh, well, their oldest son saying, after much bickering and arguing about the flavors, get
barbecue.
They went with, as Gasman said, the original, which was iconic because he invented the damn Pringles, the Pringles can. So it was ironic. I guess the first can was original. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. Your cow chip news of the week is Fred. How you pronounce the last name?
Bauer
was buried with his Pringles. I think he was buried with the Pringles can, not in it, as he really wanted. So they did the best they can. Could. Au Francois. Yes. Speaking of Au Francois, and the next part of this meat and potatoes for Mr. Bill Smotch is the big A word of the day.
Oh, yes.
Still got to work on the sounder. Now, I don't know why.
There it is. The big A word of the day.
Yeah, really. Here is the big A word of the day, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm going to play it three times, and I need complete silence for y'all to hear it, because you won't be able to hear it if you're talking over it. And
okay, we're listening.
Just because I did that, the damn thing is not anywhere to be found.
It's not working at all.
Yeah, it's not here. So it is pedemic. Pedantic. That's why I use a sound thing, because I can't spell.
Pedantic.
Read. Yeah, pedantic. Damn.
Pedantic. Okay.
Yeah.
That's an actual word. I know.
Oh, you do know what it is?
I know the word, yeah.
Oh. Well, then, pedantic. Well, okay, you go ahead and just pull the curtain back. What does it mean, PWs?
It means when you put dantics on your feet.
Yet. I think that's exactly what it is. That might not be it. Why the damn thing just went away? All right, so you want to have any guesses on the word pedantic?
I actually know what it is.
You know what it is, Smotts?
Yes, I do.
All right, well.
I don't, but I'm going to guess.
Okay, go ahead.
Fundamental.
No. Not exactly.
Not exactly. Any other guesses from the resistant fighters?
I have no idea.
It means precise. It means exactly. Oh. That's what pedantic means.
Hold on a second. Let's try it again.
Pedantic. You said it right.
I said it right.
Yeah.
You said it right. I know the word, but I'm trying to... I don't think precise is it either.
It's not that either. Okay, well, you get to courage... you get to wait in anticipation on what the pedantic means at the end of the show. We will reveal that word.
It's like run-of-the-mill. Like,
No, no.
Like run-of-the-mill. It's like...
Ordinary.
Ordinary.
That's your
that's conclusion? My guess.
Okay. Huh.
I know that's why you're right. Because you use it to describe me. So
Hold on a second. So you saying that is the right definition?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
What? What's the right definition?
Okay.
That's what you used to describe me. And I know at times I can be like that. Yes, I can be pedantic.
Oh.
Oh. Okay, so Billy, did you look the damn thing up?
No.
Oh, okay. All right, well, she is right. It's unimaginative and dull. That's pedantic.
That's me.
Well, that wasn't exactly what I said. I said ordinary.
Ordinary. That's yeah, that's the same thing.
Well, I guess. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Tiffany, I'm going to need you to put your shoes on and listen, all right? Are you know, the elephants
do you have your shoes off?
That's kicking you in the face.
Look, pedantic is wrong. It's what it is. It's like it's being too concerned with literal specificness. You're being overly, like if someone were to say something is
overly literal.
Like like today, you know, Tiffany says it was an awesome day. I go, well, you know what? It only got up to 66 instead of 68. You know, so I'm being specific. I'm saying you're wrong. It's not an awesome day because 68 is specific, whereas 66.
Or maybe
it's a critic of being stuff that is. And I can be guilty of that.
Oh, me too. That's like you're too many details. Too many.
Today is not about.
I
do
that
too.
I just did that because I pointed out that mom. That he wasn't alone.
Yes.
Today is not about the temperature.
I have a dream today.
Now I could say at this point, well, it's not really the birthday. It's just celebrated today. That's being pedantic.
Oh, yeah. That would be being pedantic.
All right. So, guys, now the big A word of the day is
pedantic.
Y'all. Y'all kind of funny.
You are.
Let me laugh a minute. All right. So with that being said, we have a lot to get to today. We have to at least do some topics, and we have to reveal our picks for in the news game that we're going to play. And we got to do some more talking about that. So
sure. Let
me know at the 7:30 hour. We can go ahead and get into that because that's.
I'm not going to mention it at all because I'm not ready.
Oh, okay. Well, you have time. All right, well, so let's go ahead and do what I like to call topic changing music.
And now for the very first topic on the Spike and the Mike Show, brought to you by some sort of a thing.
All right, I like to call this topic here better safe than sorry.
Soft.
Better soft, I mean better safe than sorry.
Better soft.
Yeah. Actually, it's better safe than sorry, but come on, man.
Actually, it's better safe than sorry, but come on, man.
All right, yeah. Back in 2020,
better soft than sorry is something you tell yourself sometimes.
Exactly. Better soft than sorry. Yes.
I was waiting for someone to say that.
Yeah, I was gonna leave it alone.
Nope.
I was gonna say this never happened to me before.
Ah, I was gonna say, why are you surprised? All right, so let's go. Better safe than sorry. All right, so with year 2020, which was a pretty bad year for all of us, rules and regs that they had to abide by, there's something good that came out of 2020, and that was that school shootings went down dramatically. Huh?
Schools were closed.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And therefore, the shootings went down.
Right. See, y'all being pedantic.
Yeah.
Ooh, but what about shootings everywhere else? Those have risen.
Yeah, really. But the category they checked was school shootings went down.
Yeah, they went way down. Yeah.
And they said they haven't had a school shooting since March 2020.
Wow, yeah.
When the school
shut down.
School shut down on the 21st.
What a coincidence.
But interesting enough, they still were having what they call school shooting drills. One parent said that she was walking by her kid's room and the kid was crouching under the table, under her desk at home, practicing the virtual school running hide, running hide. Technique.
Interesting. Now,
interesting. Yeah. Now, one of the administrators saying that, you know, although the virtual settings have changed, we were still obligated to provide safety drills, whereas the kids have to learn what to do in case school shooting.
Right.
Now, the kids are all at home, and they're saying by the drills are supposed to be required by law, and law does not exclude any kind of wiggle room for circumstances.
So there might be a bedroom shooting.
Yeah, really.
Yeah.
Now, I think, Tiff, you might be the only one that has any close relationship to this.
Yeah,
what is your opinion on that? Do you think that still should...
I don't think it's... I wouldn't be mad about it. I really wouldn't care. At least they're teaching the kids some kind of safety. But at the same time, was their school, did they have the option to be virtual or be in the classroom? And also that maybe prepping, you don't know if school, if it is an area where schools are just closed in general, at least they're still coaching it to when they are back in school. Either way, they're doing their job. You can't be mad at the teachers for doing their job.
Right, right. I understand that. So, Billis?
I agree. I mean, it's not, it seems dumb, but they have a legal requirement that they have to do. And Tiffany's absolutely right. They're still preparing the kids for when they're back in the classroom. So,
all right. Smart?
Sure.
All right. Voice of reason?
Absolutely not. They're not required by law. No, I'm kidding. Of course, it's okay. Of course.
What a gas man.
Yeah, you want them to be trained up for when they do go back to school. They'll be ready. Hopefully, they'll never need it. But, yeah, I think it's a good idea.
And the PWs?
I hid under my desk when I was a kid, so yes.
I mean, also, if you think about it, yeah, it's safety for when they're at school shootings, but they can use it outside of school as well. Where, what if they're out in public somewhere?
Sure.
They can use those same safety
and
schools.
And they're walking down the street carrying a desk.
Store, anything like that. It's just safety skills in this ridiculous world in general.
And we just want to make sure it's not under the teacher's desk where they're
sitting.
Damn, that's a whole other show, right?
That's an important detail, though.
Damn, Tiff, you hit a point that I would, because I was going to say this is a little, getting a little carried away, because, and before all you guys throw me in the river or wherever y'all going to throw me, think about this. The kid is already somewhat traumatic because they're home trying to learn how to do stuff on the computer. Now you got to traumatize them even more to teach them to be scared of shootings anywhere. And like Tiffany said, they should be aware of stranger danger, even in parks, rec supermarkets. But I'm just thinking, while you're at home, you should feel kind of safe. And then,
wait.
Lesson for the day is, hey, you finna get shot.
Yeah. While you're at home, then you're watching crazy people with guns in the Capitol building.
Exactly.
So they're still aware of it.
Or people setting businesses on fire.
Right. Or exactly all of those things. You're seeing that in like on Law and Order. And
your drunk father with his submachine gun.
My drunk father.
But who among us doesn't think that when you was at school, you were in a safe zone? So you didn't.
Was a long time ago.
That was a long time ago when I was in school, man. Stuff like that didn't happen back then.
Yeah.
So
we only worried about atomic bombs when I was in school.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
We're basically prepping our world, our kids now for literally the unknown. It'll never be like it was when any of us were kids, ever. It's only going to get crazier and worse, unfortunately.
Yeah, I get that, but I guess...
Steve has his hand raised.
Oh, I'm sorry, voice.
Pay attention.
I think you can overdo this stuff. I know that my sister and I, we used to spend like days on end going out looking for strangers with candy. So,
and you could never find any.
You never found one.
Yeah.
We're trying to say the teachings at school worked?
It can backfire. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is that why you hand out candy to kids now? Because you can never find them.
Kids? Make it easier for them.
Got a whole van full of boxes.
They don't have to go looking for
a white van with no windows,
duct tape, and candy.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, I saw this a little different. I'm like, it is a place of a harbor of safety that kids go to school. Now you have to teach them about shootings, because you didn't teach them about shootings and burning restaurants and rushing the capitals while you're in school. I guess they never did that while we were in school. But you think they taught that while there was, if there wasn't a 2020 pandemic and kids were in school, you think they would teach them about all the rioting and looting that was going on this year or last year?
Yes.
Oh. So when y'all was in school, they taught y'all current events?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, we had a class called Current Events.
Yeah.
It's history.
Yeah.
Well, we just learned about how the man held us down back in the day and brought us over on boats and carrying on. And we, that's all we learned, you know? Mr. Jeff stole Leroy's peanut butter recipe and called it Jeff peanut butter. Yeah, I'm sorry.
No,
Lake City Public Schools.
You really can't even project or even predict what learning will be like from now moving forward in the future, because there's coming from such opposite ends. They have to be gender neutral now and then, but they can talk about being safe from guns. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's going to be completely, completely different.
Right. Yeah. We can't say that there's male or female guns. They're just guns. Yes.
Hey.
It's so stupid.
No. Actually, if you think about it, this whole damn thing is coming full circle. I'm a genius.
Uh-oh. I knew it.
And let me explain why.
Okay.
Need to explain.
What'd you say, voice?
You don't need to explain. We know.
Okay.
Yeah, we know you're a genius.
So the rest of y'all need explanation? Okay, so voice, this isn't for you. This is for the other ones, okay?
All right, yeah.
Every show, I get on here and I say XY chromosomes, and you mofos correct me.
Right.
Now, in the world of Tiffany, there will be no corrections, right?
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Right.
No, because you're still placing a label. There's no labels now. You're still using a label.
Actually, there'll always be chromosomes.
This.
You know, what a person identifies themselves as will have nothing to do with the chromosomes.
Insert ta-da.
Right, except you're still saying the wrong chromosomes.
No, he is.
You'll never stop saying it wrong. Doesn't matter what I identify with. Yeah. You're still saying the wrong chromosomes.
The wrong chromosomes.
No, because if you identify as an XY chromosome.
No. We don't identify as chromosomes.
We identify as gender.
Yeah, as people.
All right. Let me see. Voice, what do you think?
He's just going to kiss your ass. All right, go ahead. Go ahead.
I grew up in a time where you didn't have to wonder what, or at least I never had to wonder what the heck. Do I need to make a decision for a girl?
Yeah. So Tiff, am I right?
What?
I'm a genius.
No.
Sorry, damn it. Gas man.
I'll take the fifth.
Okay, how about this? Maybe I'm not a genius, but I'm way before my time. How about that?
In a world of one, who's the art?
He's way that before his time. He's way before his time. I agree with that.
Yeah, I agree with that.
You're really far before your time.
Yes.
Far before your time.
Yeah, the boss, you is a genius.
Oh, that's terrible.
That is bad. Was that the voice?
Yeah, that was the voice.
All right, well, you guys, I'm having shortage issues. So stand by.
Uh-oh. We can hear you. What's he doing? Fine.
Oh, y'all can hear me? I can't hear y'all. All right, well,
she may have a shortage issue. What's going on over there?
You can hear us. If you just heard me say that we could hear you, then you could hear us.
Yeah, that's true.
So pandemic.
What was the word? Pandemic. I'm pandemic. Wow.
All this is your fault, Billy.
I'm so pandemic. Oh, my God. That's the new word. I'm pandemic.
I'm pandemic. Yeah, the boss, we believe
you. I don't mean to be pandemic, but...
All right, well, let's go ahead and do topic change in music.
You wouldn't think that we could have another topic as great as the one you just heard, but we might.
All right. I'd like to call this topic here. I thought you said you had to be this tall, but not this old.
I thought you had to be this tall, but not this old.
All right, so there's this chick by the name of Stephanie Gadu.
Doodoo.
I gotta look that one.
Which one of those? Which one of those is
right,
the?
Really, don't tell the whole story, okay?
Stephanie G. It's just Stephanie G.
Stephanie G. She's 34 years old, and she was arrested for what they like to call endangering of welfare of children and resisting arrest. Well, Stephanie, the police went to her house and find that she was a little disorderly, drunk, and disoriented.
Yeah.
And allegedly resisting arrest. Now, here is
Wednesday.
Yeah, it's on a Wednesday. This is her. What happened is her kids was not picked up from daycare. So the daycare center called the authorities to go find out what's going on with Steph. Steph, I guess she was overserved and really good, having a good time.
Okay.
Blame the bartender, right?
I can understand that, yeah.
But now, here are some of the charges they have added on to her. She was arrested for what they're saying, child neglect. And here's why. A couple days earlier, Stephanie called one of the Uber Lyft driver services, you know, the Ubers and Lyfts.
Yeah.
And had them take their kids to the daycare.
That's fine. That's great.
What's wrong with that?
Yeah.
So we okay with that, right?
Yeah.
Let me say, so Smuts, you have some experience with that, I think. So if I wanted to, let's say, deliver a package, I bought you a brand new basketball. And I called the Uber driver and asked him to take it to your house. That's okay, isn't it?
Yeah. Sure.
There's no problem with that. Okay, so what if I had a 3-year-old kid and you were going to babysit them, and I called the Uber and I put the kid in the car and I told him to go to your house?
Yeah, 3-year-old's a little suspect.
You still need a car seat for a 3-year-old? I don't know.
No, as long as you prepay, I mean, the kid's not going to have any money. So you got to pay first.
I find this so funny
hold on. Go, Steph.
Go ahead. Steph. Go ahead, Smuts.
I was going to say, what happens if the driver gets in an accident? You get a 3-year-old kid in there.
Same thing happened if you had a 92-year-old kid in there.
Yeah.
An accident.
Yeah, it's called about parenting. You don't parent 92-year-olds.
Okay. All right, Steph.
You should. You really should.
Tiffany. Whatever your name, Tiffany.
So funny that because I actually had this conversation with somebody a few years ago because one of my friends used to always say, oh, just Uber your kid. And I would just laugh. But actually, I think it's in Atlanta. They actually have an Uber service made for helping out single parents or just anybody picking up the kids. But they have to go through these certain background checks and everything. So they're cleared to be able to transport the child
by themselves. That's the part that bothers me is that the she's just basically leaving her kid with the stranger in a
I could never do it. I mean, I would have at least gotten the car with the kids, take a nap.
Yeah. Maybe if Brady Judd was in charge of
Ubers
and out these people.
But the Lyft service there
county.
But the Lyft service are supposed to screen and background check, they're
not.
So, Voice of Reason, what's your opinion on that? That they arrested her for child neglect.
Well, no, she got her kid to the day center. So,
yeah, that's not neglect.
How old was the kid?
3.
She's
basically putting the 3-year-old in a stranger's car.
Yeah.
Knows nothing about that stranger, and it's not a service. The daycare is one thing because they are professionals, and that's what they do is they take care of kids.
A 3-year-old could have walked if it wanted to. Yeah.
Up here in the snow.
Daycare professionals that abuse children also.
Yeah, exactly. They're professional Uber drivers. A gas man, expound.
Well, when I was an Uber driver, this woman put her 11 and 12-year-old kids for me to take them to the airport. She didn't go with them, but I dropped them off at the airport. I was kind of sketchy about that, but they were 11 and 12, so But I would never put my 3-year-old in the stranger's hands. I wouldn't do it.
Room to put my iPad on the charger. It's gonna die.
But is it here? You took. Okay. Yeah. But is that? Do you think that should be? That should be a charge?
She shouldn't be charged. I don't think so. No.
There was a good name. Billy thinks she should catch a case on that.
I'm gonna recuse myself because I think I have a little bit more information.
Okay. PWs.
Mark, you've delivered gasoline, right?
Yeah.
Same thing as a kid.
More dangerous than a kid.
The gas is slightly a little bit more dangerous, but not how much.
I'm gonna
leave it. Nope. Leave it. Sorry, where it is.
Not even considering that information. Not even considering other things. I don't know. Yeah, she just left her. Her 3-year-old kid with a absolute complete stranger and sent them off in a car. Yeah, I don't know. I'm on the fence about the criminal charges.
Boys? I mean, I'd be upset if you know the kid never came back.
Yeah, I understand that. Boys,
mom's name Casey Anthony.
I think it was Casey Ant.
She had. Driver's name, okay? So they can't.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but what happens if that, what's a 3-year-old going to do if that guy does something he shouldn't be doing?
Okay, before I answer that, and all Lyft and Uber drivers,
didn't think about that.
You can follow their cars and watch them come pick up the kid and leave the kid, right? Or not the passenger, I shouldn't say kid, anybody.
On an app, you have no idea what's going on in the car.
Yeah.
True. But that activity can still happen between the ages of 3 and 93.
Yeah, but at 63 or 93 is what there's somewhat of a defense or at least somewhat of a
93.
Well, you could
hopefully all in diapers.
Yeah, well that what that man did to you. You can speak. Yeah. 3-year-old not really going. Oh, not knowing what's right or wrong.
Okay, so your opinion.
I'm 72, and I'm pretty sure they could take advantage of me.
Well, that's because you're letting them.
Yeah, if you welcome this.
Yeah, you ask them to.
Please, take advantage of me.
So everybody thinks they should catch a case, even though
Tiffany's looks like Cleopatra laid out on the couch there.
No, actually, there's a big dog.
Yeah, that Cleopatra had a number of grapes in her face. All right, so.
Oh, puppy.
That dog is spoiled rotten. Look at that. Oh, my God.
All right, so we're going to go ahead and say that. Let's do this. I don't know if she should catch a case, even though there were some other extenuating circumstances. But
explain those extenuating circumstances.
No, she was drunk, and the kid was sitting in the car seat smelling like pee and left him there for hours.
Oh, well, see.
Left him by the water heater. All that. Yeah, I got that. That's not the story.
Circumstantial stuff.
Yeah, that's just.
She also have a something in her past where she also neglected?
Oh, well, yeah, she killed the kid. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you might.
Out of neglect.
Might have been a good piece
of
information.
Out of neglect.
No.
Yeah. And I'm called pedantic, right? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Really? Once again, y'all being pandemic or pandemic.
Pandemic.
Pandemic, yes.
But.
She probably should have been. Then should have been reported.
Disciplined, yes.
Wait, no. Does not dictate what happened because she.
Yes, it does. Yes, it absolutely does.
No, if she'd already killed the kid and she was living scot-free, that means that she got off. Right? Yes, is yes.
I want to change the subject.
I like that.
Okay.
Okay, we're going to change the subject. Because
he said so.
The voice asked us.
All right. Well, yeah, really. All right. So let's do this. We haven't done this in a while. We have a Dear Spike on the Mic letter.
Oh, nice.
It is time for a Dear Spike on the Mic letter.
What did I do this time?
Yeah, I wish. You know, this is a letter when people write us or talk to us and they want us to give our opinion on how to help them out. So let's go. Dear Spike on the Mic. A friend was replacing their bathroom and haven't recently done the same myself, I offered my amateur assistance. I successfully completed all the plumbing and so on. But when it was time to fit the basing on the top of the shelf, I dropped it and chipped it. It cost $95 to replace it. Well, I'm sorry I damaged it. I don't think it's right that I should be out of pocket to pay for this. Should I pay for it? Help me, dear. I mean, Spike on the mic. So,
a heck would Mike from us about that?
That's what they want to know. Because, I mean, it is something you have to wonder. You know, we're resistant fighters. We're among friends. Although, I think one of the shows passed back, we found out that you guys will trade me in for raisins or something.
Just about
something.
Anything, yeah.
A can of Pringles.
Yeah.
So let's go around the resistant fighters and ask out. Now, this person wants to know, should they pay for the broken basing? And I'll start off with you, PWs.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, if they broke it, they fix it. I mean, there's a sign in every store. You break it,
you buy it.
Yeah.
All right. Billis?
Yeah. You break it, you buy it. Sorry.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Tiffany?
Yes. You're paying for it plus interest. Next.
Gas man.
Echo chamber. You break it, you bought it. Yeah, you pay for it.
Yeah.
And voice of reason?
Okay, this guy's helping his neighbor out and he accidentally breaks his sink.
Yes.
That they're installing. I think it depends. I think the person with the bathroom that's getting remodeled shouldn't say anything and should just pay for it. But the person that's helping him should offer to pay for it. And maybe they should split the cost.
You get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
Good day, sir.
What's your opinion on that?
I just think it does have a depending on it, whether or not they were they careless? Was it something that maybe the homeowner that is having the home remodel left a pipe down and the guy stepped on it and tripped? I mean, was there a carelessness or what? Then I think it's debatable. I mean, if it was just like carelessness and you just walk straight to the wall, yeah, you should offer to pay for it at that point.
Okay. Schmatz, are you kissing Spike's ass now?
He didn't give a definitive answer.
What happens if, all right, if there's like two banana peels on the ground and I slip and it breaks? I mean, the guy's house was already there. The guy was irresponsible for having that there.
So it's my fault for having banana peels?
Well, at that point, yeah.
Well, maybe
Wait, this is about Spike?
No.
Spike. Oh, then I'm sorry. It's Spike's fault. He has to pay for it.
All right, so riddle me this. You jack of bobs.
Mm-hmm.
You asked me to help move. I own a truck. Hey, Spike, can you come help me get this mirror over here? I bring my truck over there. We do this, or my television, and we drop it or break it. Am I responsible to pay for your new TV, Billy?
Yes.
Again, it depends. If the TV fell off of the back of your truck, then you're responsible for paying for it. But if the two of us are trying to carry it and it somehow, you know, like it's not really anybody's fault, I don't know.
Yeah.
No, I'm thinking if anything happens to my TV, it was Spike's fault.
Tiffany, that scenario, I come help you move that bed you laying in, if that's a bed.
Yeah,
and it falls off the truck going over to Howard Franklin.
We're going straight to the furniture store.
Straight to Kane Furniture?
No, we're more bigger than that.
Wait a minute, hold on a second.
A fancier place, yeah.
Hold on a second, maybe I'm not making myself clear.
I am.
Not going to Kane's Furniture. We're going
immediately because furniture deliveries take months. So we're going to pay for it immediately and getting the soonest delivery date.
Yes. She means no, we're putting it in Spike's truck and bringing it right home.
Yes, man. Go ahead, Ben.
Oh, no, he's paying for delivery from the furniture store.
Did you tie it down and say that it wasn't going anywhere and it flew out anyway?
I'm an amateur. I own a truck. I am not.
Did you tie it down? It's not going anywhere, and then it flew out.
Probably.
And you're paying for it.
Yeah, and you're paying.
That's why you let someone else tie it down and go, oh, you know what? That's their own doing. The whoever's it is, they're the one responsible for it.
Voice, what were you going to say about that?
Well, I've got this brand new, perfectly good working television, and I want you to help me move it, Spike.
No.
because you made a point of new TV that it was brand new and in working condition.
It's in real good working condition, and I need some help moving it.
And I'm
just like a brand new microphone.
Yeah, no. I bet you as soon as I get to destination, it doesn't work.
No, I'm bet you as soon as you get to pick it up, it doesn't work. Yeah, that's what I'm guessing.
Yes, man, you call and ask me. I want to try. You say, Spike, can you come help me move this? While we're moving from A to B, the damn thing falls and breaks. You gonna make me pay for it? No, should I pay for it?
No, because you were doing me a favor to help me move, which you didn't have to do. So no, and also I would never ask anyone to help me move because I work for a moving company, and that's one of the worst jobs I've ever had.
Right. See how those tall people stick together?
Move, so don't even ask.
See how the tall people stick together? Yeah. See. Yeah. Nobody. It's nobody's fault as long as it's tall people.
You know what day it is, fool?
I mean,
Boyce, what you saying?
Yes, man. But I mean, the problem you have that you're trying to go is just because you volunteer to help doesn't absolve you of any kind of
responsibility.
You can't go out there and just be reckless.
But accidents happen. Sometimes it's an accident. I don't think Spike was set out to destroy my TV if he helped me move it.
But he needs to be at least wanting to take care of it, as opposed to like, I'm just going to get it done fast. I'm going to walk through here. And then you just got to have an accountability for it too.
Okay. So I want to go back to Tiffany because she won't make me buy this damn thing. So Tiffany, I'm helping you move something.
You're going in the morning?
I'm helping. She's on the website now looking at beds.
And as we're moving this cane furniture bed, it busts my back window. Who's going to pay for
you
that?
You have insurance.
Oh, but damn. Yeah.
You shouldn't have volunteered if you couldn't handle it.
Well, if you didn't break my bed, your window wouldn't have broken.
All right, so Billy, now you know all the information. I'm helping you move, and your thing busts my window.
I'm kind of in the middle because I feel like if it's due to somebody's negligence, like your window busted because, Joe Schmo stacked things up, so it was definitely going to – right.
Your TV slid and hit my window.
Yeah, did you put the TV in the truck? Did you put it and didn't secure the TV? But then it's your fault that it hit your window because when you hit the brakes, you didn't secure the TV.
Yeah, and you better buy me a TV.
So I got to buy the window and the TV?
Yep.
Yeah. Because that's your negligence.
Okay, hey, FYI.
That's not accidents happen. That's you didn't try. Now,
FYI.
Now if the... If it was secured and then something, was some freak thing that it broke out of the secure thing, I would say the dude has to buy his own TV and you have to fix your own truck.
Okay, so
let me ask this. Does a short person own the TV?
Of course.
Then the tall person is liable.
Of course.
Yeah. I mean, where do you live? Yeah. Jeez.
Who did you help move this weekend?
Yeah.
Did we solve this letter person?
Yeah, that wrote it. Let me just say this right now. It obviously was an accident, okay?
Okay.
Oh, that's what you say.
Yeah, nobody didn't purposely secure the damn thing.
He started saying, I didn't, and then he said, nobody didn't.
Hey, dog. Yeah.
And also, if you put a quilt against the glass, it'll help to protect it if you got to load the back of your truck.
Sure, or if you wrap the TV in like a quilt or a comforter. Yeah. Exactly.
I don't think that. Listen, I'm gonna go ahead and just say I'm against all y'all. We shouldn't have to pay for the damages because
all y'all.
We help y'all move. You know what I mean? So with that, we're gonna have to let that go because we got to move on. But I'm still.
I'm not helping anybody move, by the way, so don't even ask me. Sorry.
Volunteer to help pay for the.
What'd you say, Voice?
You could volunteer to help pay for the duct tape to fix the sink.
Okay. All right.
Fix the sink with duct tape?
That's just extra mixed up. Good timing. Great timing. We'll use that sounder for
Go right Bucks!
Now. Yes.
So that timing means it's time for us to pick our candidates. What the hell is...
We have 10 minutes.
I know, but it's going to take 10 minutes for us to get this thing done. Trust and believe.
It's going to take like 30 minutes. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, exactly.
We're supposed to pick one person, but we have three people in case other people pick people. Is it two people? How many people are we supposed to pick?
There's going to be a total of three.
Take an entire show.
I'm ready to pick.
All right, we're going to be a total of three people we're going to pick. But so... Just to get it started out. No, yeah, everybody has to pick three people. But since you guys all
fumbled, I thought we were having three people ready in case other people pick the person that we picked. That we were still just going to have one person.
It's taking 10 minutes to explain this. No, remember, exactly. at the end of the show.
We're supposed to have 21 people. In case somebody picked the same person, we'd have a list to pick
from. Backup.
Right. Yeah. So according to Smod's math, you got 21 people, which means you'll be able to pull three out of there without anyone paying a duplicate. Remember that?
Yeah. All right. Yeah. I'm ready.
I'm running.
All right. So let's just go ahead and at least pick at least one person. So the thing is called In the News. You're going to pick somebody, and we have three categories. You pick a celebrity or a person that you think is going to be in the news by the end of, we said November 1st, right?
Yeah.
Is it a snake draft?
I don't know what you just said. Is it what?
Snake draft. Does that mean 1 through 7, 7 through 1, 1 through 7? Like the seventh person gets the first pick of the second round?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
All right.
All right. So, okay, who has the – I'm just taking a random number. Who has the earliest birthday this year?
May.
I do.
Mine's in August. Voice, when is yours?
September.
Oh, all right. May. Tiffany, when is yours?
Mine and Schmatz are in October.
All right, and Billy?
I'm June.
May. I'm the first.
All right, and we're getting PW and you're is in June. All right, hey, Gas, when is yours? June 2, right?
May.
No, May also. He's right May 26th, after me.
Memorial Day.
He's after. Me. So Dad's May 24, May 26th. Yeah. I'm June 9th.
So it goes PW, Gas.
Hey, PW, I'm
PW, Billy. Gas.
Me.
Billy. Who is September comes for October?
And your fourth, Spike.
Yeah, I'm four because I'm August.
And what date? What is the date, Tiffany?
Mine's October 11th.
I'm last then.
Oh, okay. Right. 6, 7. All right, so let's go with the first pick of the In the News would be PW. PW, who is your pick?
Pete Buttigieg.
Ooh.
Buttigieg.
Right, so what, he can't be for any politics stuff. He's going to be outside of politics.
Correct.
Whatever. It's just going to be Pete Buttigieg.
All right. Yeah, but if he's like he's in the Secretary of Labor and he goes and works, that doesn't count. I don't know. That's what Secretary.
Right, that wouldn't be news. Yeah.
He'd have to die in order to get some points.
Yeah. Right.
Gas Man. Get caught in a park sting of some sort.
Yeah, there you go. That's it. Yeah.
Gas Man, who you have?
Donald Trump Jr.
Don J.
Oh, that's a good pick.
All right. And then the next pick. Yeah, because he don't do nothing anyway, does he? One, mm-hmm. 2, 3. The next pick is Billy. Billy, who you have?
Betty White.
Betty White.
Low-hanging fruit.
Yeah,
that was mine.
It's not even nice.
Well, since she took yours, you are next, Tiff.
I'm next.
Okay. All right. Well, then I'm taking, who'd I pick? I'm picking Beyonce.
Mm. Oh, okay. Yeah.
I wonder why.
I don't know.
Didn't go voice.
All right. Okay. Now, voice, who are you picking?
Dwayne Johnson. I think he's going to run for governor.
Oh.
Ooh, good move. All right. And then after that, it goes to Tiffany, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Kanye West.
Wow.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's a good one.
He's about to get divorced, so that's a likely thing.
Yeah, really. That is a
I've been tweeting Kim Kardashian for 2 weeks.
Right, and then William Spots.
Let's go Emma Stone.
Ooh. Emma Stone.
Nice.
Interesting.
Okay, she's an actress, right?
She is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She's also pregnant. She's going to do to give birth this year, so I didn't want to get shut out.
Yeah.
Oh, damn. Yeah, that's okay. So now, You guys ready for your two more picks, or you want to?
I gotta go.
We all picked a different person. It's perfect.
No, but we got three people.
Three rounds.
No, we don't have to have three people.
Yes, that's what they're trying to say.
That was only. That was only in case we duplicated. That was only.
No, that was why you had to have 21 people.
Oh, Snake, Smiles, go. Who's your next person?
All right, I didn't do the work, so I'll just say Matthew McConaughey.
Matthew McConaughey. All right, then the next person is who? We got to fly through this.
Me.
Tiffany. Yeah. Tiffany.
Me.
Tiffany.
Oh, we're going backwards? Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to say Hunter Biden.
Okay.
Hunter Biden.
Did Steve have his first pick?
Yes, he did.
Okay.
He took The Rock.
Oh, so, that's right.
Go ahead. Yeah. Who's, because you're going backwards, you got you better than me. Who is next?
Rock. Or the
Steve.
Steve.
Voice.
I am. Will Smith. I think he's going to run for governor.
Yeah. Okay. Now, without me, then I'm going to go with Jimmy Carter. All right.
Okay. All right. And Billy.
Johnny Depp.
Carter with Billy right there. Depp, Johnny Depp.
All right. D-E-P-P.
I guess, man.
Yep. And then who?
Gas.
Gas.
I'm going to go Chef Bobby Flay.
I don't know who that is, but
Bobby Flay, the Iron Chef.
He's a chef, yeah.
Okay. And then next, that's PW.
Steph Curry, I think he's going to run for governor.
All right. And the last pick.
All right, now you have one more pick, whatever your name, PW.
One more? We're going the other way. Boris Karloff, I think he's going to come back to life.
Out of here.
Hey, you gonna pick him for real? Any day?
No, he's Boris Karloff. Person.
He's been dead for years.
That is rules. Let's go.
All right, then who after that? Then who's? I'm just going
Billy?
Down
the line.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
I'm gonna go with Val Kilmer, actor.
Wow.
Going bad. All right, then keep. You got to help. I'm just going.
I'm Billy. Next.
Go ahead, Billy.
Jennifer Lopez.
Ooh, Jenna at the block, huh? All right, then who's after that?
You.
Lopez. Then if I'm going there, then I am going to snatch up Barack Hussein Obama's. All right?
Oh, yes. Obama's. Obama's.
Write that down. Obama's.
Obama's.
Obama's. Yeah. That's who you pick. Yeah. Barack Obama's. I'll find that person.
Okay, now we have to go with VW. I mean, I'm not PW. The
voice.
Steve.
Kurt Cameron. I think he's going to run for governor.
Kurt.
I think he actually might.
All right. And then after that, has to go to Tiffany.
Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise. I think he's going to run for governor. Yeah.
Right. And then Smuts, round it out.
We'll go with a local celebrity. And obviously, I know that I won't get credit for this Sunday because he's doing his job. And I won't get credit in 2 weeks after that at Super Bowl. He's doing his job. But I'll take Tom Brady.
Tom Brady. Yes.
I like it.
Yeah. You know, okay. Well, he have to do something.
Goat.
Outside of football.
If he goes, what if he goes to a park and starts throwing the football and we're still in a pandemic? He's in
right,
the news.
Right.
You're right about that. That is a good one. All right,
or becomes an Uber driver and drives kids around.
Yeah. Or he runs for governor. You never know. All right. Okay. So that's how it going. That's how it goes. And next week we'll continue to talk more about the rules because there are three rules, good, bad, shocking. And I added a fourth one, death. So there's 25, 25, 40, and 50 points, all right?
Death?
Yeah.
Oh, death. D-E-T-H. I thought you said, okay.
Like Earth, D-E.
Yes, I understand now.
Okay. All right, look at the clock. Look at the clock. Look at the clock.
How to speak Spike.
So, look at the damn clock.
With that thing, we got to go around the room and ask what stuck with you. And I'll start out with you, Billion Smiles. What stuck with you tonight?
Amazing we actually got through the track considering half the people didn't really know what we were doing.
Serious. All right, Tiffany, what stuck with you tonight?
Pandemic.
The word of the day. That's right. And is that Billy? What stuck with you tonight?
That nobody said anything about the fact that I'm crocheting right now.
That's true.
Gas man, what stuck with you tonight?
I noticed Billy was crocheting, but I didn't say anything.
Really? Voice of Reason, what stuck with you tonight?
That two people in our panel actually wished people dead.
What?
Yes.
What?
I took Jimmy Carter and Betty White.
I was going to take Betty White because she was going to die.
She's not going to die. That's why it's going to be.
Not by November. And PW, what's stuck with you tonight?
Steph Curry's running for governor.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's it. And we're going to expound more on this next week.